Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for August 21st, 2025. So big news today that we got finally a tariff deal with the EU in regards to pharmaceuticals, autos, things like that. And then we have some fantastic news when it comes to the jobless claims. So that's what we're going to be our main focus today, folks, because we're trying to figure out what's going on with these things over here and the whys behind it. Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance. So folks, let's get to today's news to see what's happening behind the scenes. So here's what we're seeing, folks, so far today. The U.S. and the EU spells out a tariff for autos, pharmaceuticals, and much, much more. So this was a delayed, basically, agreement that we've had with the EU. So now this is in place, or at least it's hopefully in place. Now we have to figure out what's going on with China. That's the next big catalyst on the tariff trades. But we also got some additional news today on the jobs reports. So with tariffs, where we were looking at is this going to basically crash the economy when it comes to inflation? And then will manufacturers start or companies start pulling back on the jobs numbers? So let's take a deep dive real close to the jobs report that just came in this morning. Jobless claims jumped to a two-month high, but still no signs of rising U.S. layoffs. So we're going to take a deeper dive into that here in 1 second. But the market reactions to this so far, Dow Jones is down, the S&P's down, the NASDAQ's down. Look, they're all down 0.4 or 0.45 across the board. Kind of interesting there. You go over to oil, it's upticking, but it's still below $65 a barrel. So we'll give that a thumbs up for the day. The thing we don't like is the 10-year treasury is going over above 4.3. We are now 4.02 or 4.322 with the 10-year treasury. Up 0.02 today. Why is all this taking place? Well, let's get over to the economic calendar so I could show you the numbers. So here's what we got coming in on Thursday. We have here, let me get rid of this piece here. We have Fed Bostic going to speak, and don't know really what he's going to say, but I don't really think he's going to upset the markets. You never know when a Federal Reserve member speaking. But then we got continued jobless claims. Here's what the numbers came in at. Last reading was 1.942. This was revised down a little bit from 1.95 something. I forget what it was. But then when you go to continued jobless claims, it was supposed to come in at 1.96. It came in at 1.97. A little elevated. But if you dive into these numbers historically, I hate to say it, they're all over the map. You got 1.955 back in July 10th of 2025. And if you fast forward through all this, we're at 1.953. So really not a much of a move from August or July to August. So that's what we're going to work on, focus in on the trend, not just a daily number there. So far in there, it does, I'll have to agree with the headlines here. Doesn't look like there's massive layoffs coming yet in the U.S. And only time's going to tell on that part of the folks. So let's get over to the rest of the economic calendar we have for today. And this is where it kind of gets a little bit juicy. We had the initial jobless claims coming in at 235,000, a little bit elevated from previously. But again, we had the continued jobless claims kind of staying a little bit steady there. Now we have to go to the Fed manufacturing index. And here's another interesting number that you can pull out and say, well, the actual number came in at -3. The previous reading was 15.9. If you look at that at face value, it looks, oh man, the manufacturing index is plummeting. But if you go and look at history, February it was 44, okay, then it came in at 12, then the previous next reading came in at -26 and a -4, then a +15. It is all over the map. So we're not going to take this one piece of data and say, oh my, what's happening behind the scenes. We're just going to take that in stride and focus in on today's news. Really, the initial jobless claims and continued jobless claims is what the markets are focusing in on. So that's that piece of the puzzle right through there. How's the markets reacting on this for mortgage rates? Let's go over to the MBS market. So to understand what's going on with mortgage rates, truly, let's not look at the 10-year treasury that a lot of people look at right down through here. It is on the board. We want to really focus in on this right through here. So if you're new to the channel, we focus in on mortgage rates and specifically diving into mortgage rates and where are they going and the whys behind it. So if you're following mortgage rates, you have to follow the mortgage bond. Did you realize there's a mortgage bond out there that actually determines your mortgage rate? Yeah, it's called the MBS. Right there up at the top, you can see it right through here. It's the MBS. So this is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street, and the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, so let's get over to see what it's doing for the day. What you have to understand is right through here. This really doesn't give us a rate. So let's look it up to here to figure out what's going on with the yield of this bond. So all you have to know is what the price is doing. So if the price is going down, that means interest rates are going up. If the price is going up, it means interest rates are coming down. There's an inverse or a kind of a yin-yang effect to all these things. So you love when the number's up, you don't like when it's down. If you look at a two-day chart, we're basically where we were 2 days ago. Let's look at a five-day chart and see if there's anything there. Look, we're still, well, we're a little bit higher than where we were, but we tried to lock in a lot of people back here, which we told you guys about. But again, as this goes down, rates go up. And all these little blurbs through here are basically meaning lenders either got worse rates or better rates throughout the day. So you can see back through here 5 days ago, mortgage rates were, the yield was up here. Now it's down here. That means, or the price was, that means mortgage rates are a little bit elevated from where we were last week at this time. So that's how you read this report through here. Let's get over to the Federal Reserve monitors to figure out what they're going to do next at the next Federal Reserve meeting. They control this number right through here, but they're focusing in on over through here. So this is inflation. They focus in on the PCE. Today we were focusing in on the unemployment or the employment numbers. The numbers, I'll just say, came in at line because you go back to it and here's what we got right through here. Continued jobless claims. It's a little bit elevated than where we were, but it's kind of in line historically. We just went back through where we were the last 6 months. Same thing with the initial jobless claims. So this isn't really taking a bite out of the news, because when you see this happening, minus 11, that means, well, the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might not cut. Well, they're going to cut in it's September, folks, but we're trying to figure out now when they're going to cut after that and how deep those cuts are going to get. So for that, let's get over to this. We're going to go to the CME FedWatch group to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Actually, it tells us what they're going to do for meetings all the way through next year. Don't really care what's going on next year. I want to figure out what's going on at the next couple meetings. So let's go over this. In 27 days, they said the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Well, now down through here, look at this. There's a 79% chance they're going to cut rates. This thing was 99.9% like a week ago. Every day it keeps trickling down a little bit and a little bit more. Do I think they're going to postpone this rate cut? No. I just don't know if it's going to be 25 or 50 basis points. I'm electing for the 25 basis points. See how the news takes it. See how the economy goes and see how tariffs start to trickle more and more to our economy. And then if you need to pause. If you can see inflation starting to trickle down continuously and we saw the tariffs not impacting tariffs as much, you can do another cut and another cut. So the markets are expecting overall two cuts so far this year. Well, they're expecting an 80% chance of a cut in September. And then from there, it's kind of a flip of a coin. Are they going to do it in October or December? So that's only going to be, we'll try to figure out that at that time. So we're focused in on right now on what they're going to do at the next Fed meeting. And it's pretty much pointing out that they're going to cut rates at the next meeting. But as you know, that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to come down, because it's really focused in on the mortgage bond. And if you really want to know where mortgage rates are going, you could also focus on the 10-year treasury. And I know I just said you don't do that, but if that's the only data point you have, well, that's what you can look at. So if you start seeing yields right through here, they're going up. So if you start seeing yields going up, that's meaning that you start scratching your head saying, okay, why are yields going up? If the yield's going up on the 10-year treasury, most likely they're going to go up on mortgage rates as well. So that is that part of it. And then the biggest lesson I want you guys to learn this week, don't commit mortgage fraud. Now we got Adam Schiff, who's a part of Congress or the Senate, now under an investigation for mortgage fraud. Now we have a member of the Federal Reserve. They are now being accused of mortgage fraud. What is the allegations? Well, the allegations are these, and I hope that this pans out for these people, but here's what it is. You can get a much better rate, much better terms, if you treat the house as your primary home. So what a lot of people do is they try to say, well, this house is going to be my primary home, and that house is going to be my primary home. Well, you can only have one primary home. You can have a secondary home, but you can create one of these houses as your primary. What these people are doing, they're taking every house they use and they're taking it as their primary. They're getting better rates, better terms, lower down payments, all these other benefits because of it, and now they're getting caught. So don't you get caught in this, because if you use our services, we'll make sure that everything is done legit and on the up and up. So now, talking about who I am and what I do, well, let's get over to it. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a bank, and that gives me a license to basically lend all over the country. So the other benefit we have for you guys is this. What are you looking for when you're out there kind of seeking a mortgage? Well, the first question we get from everybody is, what's your rate and your fees? So to help you guys facilitate this, we want to make sure we're your one-stop shop, because we do have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool, we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, my bank is pretty genius. They created this bank kind of like a mortgage brokerage, but on a federal level. So imagine if you can use a mortgage broker that has 3, 4, 10 different lenders. Well, we have 33 lenders that we work with. Imagine if you can use a lender that's throughout the whole country that's giving you options of up to 33 different lenders that we're going to compare your loan with. So what that ensures you is we're getting you the lowest rate in the markets and the lowest fees. So if you want to check out and see if we can help you, just go to therateupdate.com. You can find several things up through here. So at the top right above my head, you can find our phone number. What a lot of people do is they want to ask me a question. Please do. So if you're looking to buy your first house and it's your first home, you probably don't know a lot about these transactions and you need some guidance. I've been doing this for over 35 years. Put my expertise to work for you guys. So you can click the button right through here that says Ask Dan. Now, some of the programs we have to offer, if you're looking to buy a house right now, check out this program right through here. It'll give you up to $7,000. Yes, $7,000 with no strings attached. There's no lien on your property. There's no payments. Basically, it's forgiven right when you walk out of the closing. The benefit of that is, too, when you go to refinance. Okay, so here's what's happening to a lot of people. They're going to refinance, and they got a down payment assistance program. What happens is that money that they gave you is now a lien. So what you have to do is, before you can refinance and get, you know, take advantage of these lower rates, you're going to have to pay off that loan. So you're going to have to add that to your current mortgage. How much is it? $5,000? $10,000? $20,000. So to avoid those in the future, check out this program right through here. So if you're looking to refinance right now, plug in right through here. What this does is it'll actually let you have the ability to tell me what rate you want to refinance at. So let's say you're at 7.5% right now and you're like, Dan, when it's 6.5%, please, let's go over the numbers. I don't want to miss it this time. Let's go over the numbers and see if it saves me enough money. If it does, we'll get working on that. And that's what we do right through here. So click the refinance button. You're going to put in your information. Tell me what rate you want to refinance. Okay, but if you've already done all the hard work and you've already went out there and got your quotes and everything, now you want to see, okay, Dan, can you compare my best quote to your 33 lenders? Absolutely. Just go right through here, the loan estimate review tab. You're going to click that. It'll upload this. All you're going to do is upload your loan estimate in there. Tell me your credit scores and also tell me when you're closing. I don't want to mess up your closing. So if you're closing in less than 2 weeks, can't help you, folks. We might be able to help you on a refinance. But if you're buying a house within less than 2 weeks, can't help you. But if it's for 3 weeks or more, please upload your loan estimate in here. Let me compare it to the 33 lenders. See if we can get you a lower rate, lower fees, maybe both of them. And if we can do that, I'm expecting to win you as a client. So that is our report for today, folks. So mortgage rates, well, let's get back to that. I think they're going to be pretty steady today. There's really no action there. The jobs market didn't shock in all the markets. So it should be steady sailing when it comes to interest rates today. We will be back today, later today at 2 o'clock with a live event. I'm going to show you guys or walk you through three of the biggest things you need to do or prepare for to get ready if you're looking to buy a home in today's market. So we're going to help you basically take your offer from a loan offer almost a cash position where you can close in less than 10 days. So reach out to us. We'd love to help. But that's it for this morning, folks. I'll see you at 2 o'clock on our live event, and I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.